And both teams taking the court. It'll be Big Clover Tharp to jump it up for the Alston Comet. Mason Foster, the big freshman, wearing number zero on his back for the MLS Red Wings. Three-man officiating crew. They are set, ready to go. And here we go. Final game of the night from the Kabul Holiday Tournament. And, again, good crowd on hand to enjoy this final game of the night. Been good crowds all day, as a matter of fact. Ball up. Tip is controlled by the Alston Comets. It'll be Hoseapple bring it into the front court for Alton. So Comets with a chance to draw first blood here tonight. They go top of the key. And now right side to Willard. Willard to the top of the key. Now to Hoseapple on the left side wing. Hoseapple gives it outside for Seacrest. Long three-point shot is good. Kendrick Seacrest with the first bucket of the night. Alton's going to apply full court pressure here. The MLS Red Wings will throw it away off the inbound. It was Foster trying to get out to iPod. Or excuse me, the Maze, and the ball went off his hands out of bounds. Alton will inbound here. Ruddy, the trigger man, got it in the corner to Hoseapple. Back out top for Seacrest. Seacrest tried to dribble drive, get stopped. Now bounces it down in the right corner to Ruddy. He'll fire a three, and it's good! Jacob Ruddy with a three, and the Alton Comets out to an early 6-0 lead. Here comes Eminence. They break the full court pressure. This time the ball poked away from behind, picked up by Ruddy. Races the other way, all the way. The bucket and scores the layup. Jacob Ruddy with five early, and Eminence wants a quick timeout. 7:12 to go in the first quarter. Alton up 8-0 over the Eminence Red Wings. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
Well, the Alton Comets has sprinted out to a 8-0 lead here in the first 48 seconds of this game. They lead Eminence by a score of 8-0. Eminence trying to break the full court pressure. This time they do. They get the ball down to Maze. Maze tries to drive the baseline. Ruddy cuts him off. Now Tharp jumps out on him. And he'll get the ball up. Got it to Barnes. Barnes going out top. We'll swing it around to the right side for Spurgeon. Spurgeon working against the defense. Comets got back into a 2-1-2 zone after the full court pressure. Eminence taking their time, working around the perimeter, have it on the right side. Now work it down in the middle for Foster, the big freshman, kick it back outside. Three ball is up and good for Brendan Barnes. First bucket of the night, the three-pointer. We've had three made threes in this game already. Comets quick down the court, got the ball to Hoseapple, shoots one from the elbow, no good. And the rebound off the hands of the Alton Comets out of bounds. And Alton again with a full court pressure. Even after a missed basket, Eminence to trigger it in. Got it into Foster. Foster, the big freshman, dribbles through a double team and gives the ball up for Maze. Maze to Barnes, up the left side. He'll bring it out and around the horn to Spurgeon. Spurgeon down to the baseline, kicks it back out top for Barnes. Shoots a short jumper. It's no good. Rebound controlled by Mason Foster back up and in. That's a 5-0 run here for Eminence, and they apply a little bit of full court man-to-man pressure. Willard handles ball in the backcourt for Alton, takes it up to the top of the key, sets his feet for a three. It's in and out, no good. The rebound control by Spurgeon for the Eminence Red Wings. Red Wings with a chance to tie here. Somebody gets one from downtown. Oh, we got a whistle and a foul. Number 10, Weston Maze, caught a pass down the corner, tried to come back out to the wing, and he's fouled by Ruddy. That'll be foul number one in the ball game. Comes with 5:48 to go. IPOC will check into the game for Eminence, number 15, Vincent checks out. So IPOC is in. Maze, top of the key, swings the ball around to the right side corner and got it inside. We're going to get a whistle and a push. Going to be called on Corbin Tharp away from the ball. That was the moan you heard. Somebody came running through and Corbin got a piece of it and almost knocked into the floor. Eminence then bounded down under the bucket. They'll swing it way out front to IPOC. IPOC spins away from the defense, got it over to Foster. Foster in the corner. Three-point shot is up and good. Number 11, Brendan Barnes. Barnes is in his second three, and we're tied at 8. Alton opened on an 8-0 run. Eminence with an 8-0 run to answer with 5:22 to go here in the quarter. Here's Willard, top the key for the Alton Comets. Shoots a three, and it's good. Caden Willard with a three, and the Alton Comets have hit four threes already in the game. They lead it 11-8. Here's a long shot up. It's good. Number one, that is iPod, just checked in. Hits a three in imminent. Has tied the game at 11 all. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Alton with it. That is, give inside to Corbin Tharp. He spins, makes a nice move down the right side of the lane, but couldn't hit the finger roll. Imminence clears the board. That ball up to Foster. Foster leaves it for Spurgeon. Spurgeon to the other, to an iPod. Back out to Spurgeon, and now around to Foster. Foster driving the baseline. Gets tied up. Got a cutter coming down the lane. He misses the shot, and the rebound controlled by Tharp. Beautiful execution. Just couldn't finish. Alton races the other way. Willard with it. Bounces in the lane. Steps back to the free throw line. Gives it off to Holzapfel for a three. It's off the right side. No good. And rebound controlled by the imminent Red Wings. Mason Foster brings up the floor, working up the right sideline. Now moves to the right side of the lane. Keeps it back out to Spurgeon. Spurgeon will swing it around the horn for IPOC. Now back to Foster. He goes down the middle of the lane on the dribble drive. Kelly. And an offensive foul. Wave off the bucket. Foster really called for a charge. The Alton Comets got back defensively and got set. And the foul on Foster, his first team foul against the imminent Red Wings here in the first quarter. Alton making a substitution now. Grant Coffin will check into the game. And Corbin Tharp to the Comet bench. Alton with the ball. Seacrest takes up the right side, brings it out between the circles now. Down the left side of the lane, looking to penetrate, puts up a shot. No good. That might have been partially blocked. And a rebound taken by Foster for imminent. Here come the Red Wings on the break. Getting it into the middle, all the way to the bucket, and it's taken away by Willard. Willard with a 3-on-2 opportunity the other way. He takes it all the way himself and scores. Thomas with a 3-on-2 break, and Willard went all the way to the basket, laid in over the front of the rim. Imminent breaks the press. That ball inside for IPOC. Back outside. Long three-point shot for Barnes is no good. And rebound controlled by the Comet. Quickly up the floor to Ruddy. Ruddy going to the baseline. And is going to get fouled as he makes the move. That'll be on number 11, Brendan Barnes, who has scored 6 of the 11 points for imminent. Non-shooting foul. Comets will inbound down along the baseline. Away number 24 checking in now for imminent. That is Logan's. Excuse me, Sullivan. Comets go for an alley-oop on the inbound, and the ball is knocked away by the defense and out of bounds. That's a good defensive play by the imminent Red Wings. Number 24, Sullivan, who just checked in, a senior. He read that one all the way, went and knocked it out of bounds. Comets tried to alley-oop to Willard. Looking for the same play. Now they'll bring it outside. Got the Ruddy on the wing out around the three-point line. He'll back it up, start the offense. Dribble drives in the lane, kicks it back outside to Coffin. Coffin. Gives it up to Willard. Willard out between the circles, moving off the screen to the top of the key. Lets it fly. No, and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be imminent Red Wing ball with a chance to tie. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Good competitive game going on here. They all started out up 8-0 early. In the first 48 seconds, thought they were going to run away and hide, but imminent getting a jump. And here's another steal by the Alton Comets as imminent had the ball down the court. And we're going to get a timeout call by the Alton Comets. 2:51 to play first quarter. Alton up by 2, 13-11. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
A friend is someone who knows where you came from. Someone who always shows up when you need them. Someone who's there for the good times and the challenging ones. With comprehensive insurance policies backed by award-winning customer service, Shelter Insurance is committed to being there when you need us most.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
And back after timeout at the Kabul Holiday Tournament, final game of the night. Game number 8 on the day. The Alton Comets and the imminent Red Wings hooked up in a good one so far. Alton's got the ball, bringing it up the court is Seacrest. Kendrick will bring it across the timeline. Feet on the right side to Holzapfel. Sophomore holds it high over his head. Now to pass it. Ball's deflected, and Holzapfel goes and gets it. Takes a shot from the top of the key. Swings ball on the right side to Willard on the wing. Willard, as it poked away, goes and gathers it in. Back over to Holzapfel. Holzapfel looking down low. Nobody open there. Kick it out top to Ruddy. Thought about the three. Doesn't take it. Gives to Willard. Willard looking in. Holzapfel open under the bucket. Talent with a beautiful execution of the offense, and Alton back up by 4, and a snowbird for imminent. Oh, and a missed shot by Sullivan. gets the rebound, puts it up again, and won't go down, but we get a foul on the play. By the way, it was number three, Spurgeon, who got the rebound. Alton got a little bit behind defensively. They're playing full court pressure. Somebody didn't get back that time. Snowbird missed, but Spurgeon right there to try and clean it up, got fouled on the play. Foul is against Holzapf. It will be his first of the night, third team foul here in the first quarter against Alton. Coffin will check out of the game now for the Comets as Big Corbin Tharp will check back in. Number 11, Brendan Barnes is out for imminence. Number 10 back in the ballgame, that is Weston Mays. Second free throw is up and no good. So number 3, Spurgeon just hit 1 of 2. Comets gets the ball down the court in a hurry and a pull-up jumper in the lane by Ruddy and Jacob hits it. Ruddy now with 7 in the quarter to lead the scoring for the Alton Comets. Minute 52 to go in the first. Alton up by 5 again, 17-12. Led by as many as 8. Eminence has as much as a 1-point lead here in this first quarter. Eminence with the ball. Willard is going to take it away from Spurgeon. Got it out to Holzapf. Holzapf drives the floor of the lefty. Lays it up and in. It's good. Holzapf now with 4 points in the game. And Alton leads it by 7. Eminence wants a timeout. Minute 28 to go in the first quarter. 19-12. Alton with the lead. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Join the Alton Bank in welcoming their newest loan officer, Dylan Pitcock. He brings several years of banking experience and passion for helping people reach their financial goals. Dylan will be assisting customers with all types of loans, focusing on ag and consumer lending. Dylan was born and raised in West Plains and now lives in the Ozarks with his wife and their 3 kids. He looks forward to getting to know more folks in the community and helping them with everything from buying a vehicle to financing farming operations. Stop by the Alton Bank and say hello to their newest loan officer, Dylan Pitcock. Alton Bank, worth changing banks for. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, Coach Yardley wanted a timeout to talk to his Eminence Red Wings. The full court press has been giving them fit here. They inbound the ball here to Foster. Foster working up the right side. We're down to 1:25 to play in the first quarter. Foster finally gets it across the timeline on the dribble. Right through the big bulldog head here in the middle of the floor at Caboolture High School. All goes now to Spurgeon. Spurgeon spins away from the defense of Willard. Takes it down to the baseline. Gets out front for Barnes. A 3, and it's good. Brendan Barnes has hit 3 threes. He's got 9 points in the first quarter. Back to a 4-point Comet lead. Willard with the ball for Alton. Moving off the screen on the left side. Slides to the wing. He's inside. The ball's going to be stolen by the Eminence Red Wings. Mason Foster with a good defensive play took it away. Alton trying to force it into Tharp. That time couldn't get him open. And here's Foster going to fire a 3 on the other end. No good. Rebound. Spurgeon goes back up and in. Number 3 gets Spurgeon with the bucket. Now he's got 3 points in the game, and it's a 2-point game, 19-17. Alton quick up the floor. Willard on the dribble drive up the right side. Brings it out between the circles. We're down to 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Alton up by 2 with the ball. I'm going to guess final shot here. Well, there goes Seacrest gives off the Holzapf. He fires a 3 that's no good. And Eminence with a rebound. 13 seconds to go. Chance to tie. Eminence trying to force it inside. Ball stolen by Holzapf. Holzapf then gets fouled in the backcourt. And this one will be against the Eminence Red Wings number 10. That is Weston Mays. That'll be team foul number 3. That was 6 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Alton with a 2-point lead and the ball. They got to go the length of the floor. Got to Willard. Crosses the timeline with 4 to the top of the key. Elevates for the 3. It's no good. Sorry for the rebound. Couldn't follow it in. And that's the end of our first quarter of play. Alton Comets 19. Eminence Red Wings 17 here at the Kabul Holiday Tournament. We'll take a timeout. Back with your second quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered. One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
Well, majority of the points in the first quarter of this game have come from behind the three-point arch. Eminence has hit four three-pointers, so 12 of their 17 coming from outside the arch. Alton Comets have hit three threes so far in the game, so 9 of their 19 coming from the three-point arch. Eminence with the ball to start the second quarter, down by 2. Got it out to IPOC. IPOC handles out between the circles. Swings it on the right side wing to Vincent. Vincent almost has it taken away by Ruddy. Runs it down at midcourt. Down a hurry and get rid of it. And he does to Barnes. Barnes in the lane. Pulls up. Kicks it outside. Baseline drive here by Spurgeon. Shot is up and no good. We got a held ball on the rebound. And possession will belong to the Alton Comet. And Eminence still going to play a little full court pressure here. And Willard takes the inbound and just floats up the floor up the left sideline. Behind the back with the dribble in the lane. Little hook shot is up and a little yo-yo shot by Willard. Punted up and in off the window. And Caden now with 7 first half points. And the Alton lead is back to 4, 21-17. We played just about a minute here in the second quarter. Eminence with the ball, not getting any hurry here. Barnes has got it, taking his man down to the baseline, pulls up for a shot, and we get a whistle and a foul going to be called on Coffin. Number 13, Grant Coffin, or Coffin, starting the second quarter for the Comets, and picks up the foul there. Eminence will inbound it. They do to Foster. He swings out. Now cross court to Barnes. One of the three Comets got on him. He'll give it up to IPOC, fakes the three from the top of the key, and feeds it back over to Barnes. Barnes has hit three threes in the game. He gives the ball up on down to the baseline. Now back in the back out is IPOC. IPOC goes back to Spurgeon. The freshman down the baseline. Shot is blocked by Willard. Barnes gets it back. Gives it outside to IPOC. He jumps into the lane. No, we got a whistle and a foul. Going to be called on the floor. I think they're going to get Mason Simmons for the foul here. Mason, the sophomore, he just checked into the ball game and picks up a foul. So Eminence will inbound to the left side of the glass on their end of the floor. That's ball in the corner to IPOC. Gives it outside to Foster. Foster right back to IPOC. Takes it to the top. Sets his feet. Thought about taking a long three. Doesn't. Wings the pass to Barnes on the right side. Coffin guarding him. Coach Robbins doing a good job getting a lot of folks in the ballgame here already. Foster with the ball for Eminence. They play a little weave out front. Now going to the bucket is number 3, Spurgeon, kicks it back outside, and the 3-point shot is up and good for Braden Vincent. 5th three-pointer of the game for the Eminence Red Wings. A 15 of their 20. And the Alton Comet lead is back to 1. Coffin with it, top of the key, trying to bounce it down inside to Corbin Sharp. The ball goes off the defense and out of bounds. Good defensive play there by IPOC. Got a hand on it. He'll come out of the game. Number 10 is Mays checking in, one of the starters for Coach Casey Yardley and his Eminence Red Wings. Alton will inbound the ball, got it to Willard. Willard handles it out between the circles. 5:49 to play in the half. Goes left side to Ruddy. Ruddy trying to get one to Tharp again. The ball's knocked away and out of bounds by Mason Foster of the Eminence Red Wings. Alton will inbound it, this time on the sideline down in the corner. Ruddy lobbing it in to Tharp. Tharp makes the little wraparound pass and hits a fadeaway jumper from just outside the lane. His first 2 points of the game, and Alton back up by 3, 23-20 with 5.5 to go in the first half. Eminence into the half-court set. That's all down in the left corner for Barnes. Thomas jump on him. He'll feed it to the top of the key to Spurgeon. Spurgeon hands off to Foster going the other way. Back out to Mays. Mays back to Foster in the lane, shoots and scores. Big freshman with a nice move down the left side of the paint. Gets his second bucket of the night. He's got 4 points. Alton breaking the press. We got a whistle and a foul to be called as Caden Willard ducked his head, went hard to the hole. He is fouled by number 3, Jet Spurgeon. How about that for a basketball name? Jet Spurgeon. Alton will inbound the ball. Mason Simmons, the trigger man, will bring it into Willard. Willard going down to the baseline. Turnaround jumpers off the front iron. No good. Rebound controlled by Spurgeon. Spurgeon gives up to Foster. Gets it up to the wing on the left side. Now in the corner to Barnes. Brendan Barnes, who's hit three threes already in the game, gives it back up. Now to Foster. Foster a little shake and bake into the free throw circle. Gives up to Spurgeon. He comes crossing around lane. They're playing a little weave out front. Now down to the right corner. A little motion offense against this Alton County defense. And here's a baseline drive by Spurgeon. Shoots it over Simmons. Couldn't hit the shot. And Mason yanks down the rebound for the Alton County. 23-22, Alton up one with 4:15 to go in the first half. Alton has led most of the game. Eminence did come back at 1 point, have a 1 point lead. Coffin with the ball now for Alton. Keeps it outside for Ruddy. Jacobs brings it left side to Coffin. Coffin looking down, got it to Tharp. Tharp at the elbow, just outside the lane, fakes right. Now powers his way to the bucket and going to score. Tharp with his second bucket here in the last minute and a half or so. And the Alton lead is back to three with under 4 minutes to go in this second period. Eminence into the half-court set. Got it out front. That is Spurgeon. Spurgeon working down the right side of the lane. Gets in, tried to shoot a pass across the lane, but a foul going to be called on Willard. That'll be the first foul tonight on Caden. And substitution for Alton as Holzapple and Seacrest check back in. Along with Willard and Coffin, where the Comets go here. Brendan Barnes off the inbound, hits the layup. Barnes got loose and hits one from the layup. 11 points now for Brendan Barnes and the Eminence Red Wings. Back to within one. Alton works it down the floor. Ruddy takes it in the lane, gets tied up, and now the loose ball picked up by the Eminence Red Wings. Eminence with a chance to regain the lead. First time since the first quarter. They get it to Barnes on the right side wing. Barnes goes down to the baseline. Jump pass in the middle to Foster. Reverse layup is good. And a foul on the play. He'll go to the line and shoot for the three-point play. Foul on the Alton Comets is on number 13. That is Grant Coffin. We the second foul on Coffin in the game. And with 3:11 to play in the first half, Eminence up by one, trying to add one to it here, is Mason Foster from the free throw line. It is off the rim. No good. Holzapple gets down the rebound for Alton. Comets want to go in a hurry. Holzapple, oh, is it poked away and picked up by Eminence. Red Wings chance to add to their lead. Got to Spurgeon. Spurgeon out to Brendan Barnes. Misses a three. Comets got the rebound. Long pass up the floor is going to go out of bounds. Holzapple tried to catch up to it and save it, but he stepped on the end line. Well, the Comets turn it over, down by one with 2:52 to go in the first half. Eminence will inbound the ball to Spurgeon. Spurgeon working against the defense of Caden Willard. Spurgeon takes him across the timeline with a dribble. Leads the ball to the right side for Foster. Foster down to the wing on the dribble drive. Gives it out to Mays. Mays back to Foster. Back to Mays, he'll swing it on the other side to Spurgeon. Spurgeon moves off the screen, top of the key, no opening for the shot, gives the ball out to Barnes. Barnes works it down inside to Foster. The freshman goes up, shoots and scores. Foster now with 8 points in the first half for Eminence, and the Red Wings add to their lead. They lead it by three, 28-25. Alton with it, Caden Willard gives out front to Ruddy. Ruddy fakes the three, moves into the lane, pull-up jumper is off the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound. Foster's got it for Eminence. They'll give the ball out to Spurgeon. Spurgeon in the lane. Back to Foster. Foster off to Barnes. Driving the baseline. Hangs in the air. Shoots. Couldn't score. Rebound controlled by Seacrest. Kendrick. Off to the timeline for Alton. Got it to Willard. Cutting down the lane. Turns. Shoots. No, but he's fouled on the play. Foul will be on the Eminence Red Wings. Number 10, that is Mays, his second. And Corbin Tharp back in the ballgame here for Alton. Coffin will check out. Seacrest inbounded on the baseline to the right side of the basket. Houses it inside to Tharp, wide open under the bucket. He shoots and scores. Tharp with two more. He's got six here in the second quarter. And Alton back within one, 28-27. Eminence with the lead and the ball. A minute and a half to go, 90 seconds in the first half. Eminence working the offense around the perimeter. Thomas really getting after it, playing man-to-man defense now. Eminence will back it out. That is Spurgeon out near the half-court line. Lane it over to Foster on the left side, working against Tharp. Bends him into the lane, couldn't get open for the shot. Feeds it back out to Spurgeon. Spurgeon goes inside. Oh, nice cut down the baseline, and Weston Mays gets his first 2 points of the game. Puts Eminence back out by three at 30-27. We're down under a minute to play now in the second quarter. Ruddy with it for Alton, trying a little crossover dribble, and he dribbled it off his foot out of bounds. So the Comets with an unforced turnover there, and the Comets making a substitution here, number 35. I'm going to assume it's 34. They don't have a 35 in the program, but that's pretty close numbers. Actually, they do have 35. Eli Simmons, I'm sorry. Eli Simmons will check in here for the Alton Comets. Eminence with the ball, 45 seconds to go in the half, leading by three. Foster got it. Oh, backdoor cut. Got it inside to Spurgeon. Couldn't convert the bucket. And the rebound taken by Tharp. Alton got the ball back down by three. Quick pass up to Simmons. Driving the baseline. Shoots with the left hand. No, but he's fouled on the try. He'll go to the line and will shoot two. Number 24, Logan Sullivan, going to be called for the foul for Eminence. And it'll send number 35, Eli Simmons, to the free throw line for the Alton Comets. Just checked into the game for the first time about 10 seconds ago, and the first free throw by the big lefty is good. Eli Simmons in the Comets some points off the board. First player off the bench. First player off the bench to score tonight. And he will shoot another one. The lefty hits it. Two free throws. First two made free throws for all here in the game. Matter of fact, that's the first two they've shot in the game. All within one. Eminence with the ball. Foster with it out front. Is it to Barnes? Barnes now to IPOC. IPOC, oh, almost lost the handle, picked it up. Now getting tied up out near midcourt, finally got rid of it to Sullivan. Sullivan down the middle of the lane, kicked it back outside. Saved from out of bounds by IPOC. Down to 2 seconds to go. IPOC lets it fly from the wing. It's no good. And that's the end of our first half of play. Our score, 30-29. The Eminence Red Wings with the lead over the Alton Comets here at the Kabul Holloway Tournament first round action. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with all of your halftime activities in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I've been one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
A friend is someone who knows where you came from. Someone who always shows up when you need them. Someone who's there for the good times and the challenging ones. With comprehensive insurance policies backed by award-winning customer service, Shelter Insurance is committed to being there when you need us most.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Your car is too valuable to trust to just anyone with finding the right parts. Alton Auto Parts is your locally owned parts dealer. Their staff combines for over 70 years of experience to keep your car running like new for years to come. Whether you need filters, batteries, brakes, lights, fluids, or maybe special tools for the do-it-yourselfer, you can find it all at Alton Auto Parts. Visit them on Highway 160 in Alton. Follow them on Facebook or give them a call at 417-778-7153. It's Alton Auto Parts on Highway 160 in Alton.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
Well, the big question here at the Cabool High School gym in this final game of the night, who will advance into the winner's bracket at the Cabool tournament? There have been seven games today. Every spot but one has been filled, and this game is too close to call. Alton led by two at the end of the first quarter, 19-17. MNS outscored them 13-10 in the second quarter, and the MNS Red Wings lead it by one, 30-29 here at the half. And both teams open up just shooting the lights out in this game, but they kind of cooled off as, you know, the adrenaline kind of wore off of playing in the tournament, playing for a pretty good crowd, and the first time these teams have played in about a week. So they kind of got a little tired there, and they got a little bit sloppy toward the end of the first half. But they're in the locker room now getting rested up, and I bet you we're going to have a dandy second half in this game. Alton Comets, again, led by eight early. They jumped out to an 8-0 lead. MNS came right back and went on an 8-0 run to tie the game, and then it's just kind of been a seesaw battle ever since there. Again, MNS outscoring Alton 13-10 after Alton outscored them 19-17 in the first quarter. All right, it's halftime. The winner of our game tonight will move on to play Mansfield in the quarterfinal round, the winner's bracket of the Cabool Holiday Tournament. That would be, that game would be at 7:30 tomorrow night. The loser of this game will play Cabool at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon in the loser's bracket. All right, we're going to take another timeout. We'll be back with your first half scoring in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared on their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
Don's Auto Service wishes you a safe journey as you travel to be with your family this holiday season. Before you take off, bring your vehicle in for routine maintenance and complete inspection to ensure safe travels. Don's expert technicians will change the oil and filter, check your battery, fluids and tire pressure, and condition. And you can see their extensive tire offerings at donsautoservice.com. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Growing up here in the Ozarks, my grandfather and dad both taught me the true meaning of an honest deal that always ended with a handshake. So visit Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Now back here at the Cabool High School. We always have a good time up there at the Cabool Holiday Tournament. And our game is at the half. The Alton Comets trail the MNS Red Wings by one, 30-29. Let's check the scoring. First up for the MNS Red Wings, they're led by Brendan Barnes, the freshman, has 11 points in the first half. 8 for another freshman, Mason Foster. 3 for senior Morgan Ipock. 3 for freshman Jet Spurgeon. And sophomore Weston Mays with 2. And the junior, Braden Vincent, also hit a 3 for the MNS Red Wings. By the way, MNS hit 5 threes in that first half of basketball. For the Alton Comets, they're led by Caden Willard and Jacob Ruddy. They each have 7 in the game, both with 3 field goals. Each of them hit a 3 in the first half. 4 points on the line for Darren Hoseapple. 3 for Kendrick Seacrest. That was on a 3-pointer they hit early. Corbin Tharp with 6 points, all of them in the second quarter, and 2 off the bench for Eli Simmons, a pair of free throws. That should add up to 29, should add up to 30 for Eminence. And the Red Wings, as we say that, making their way back out on the court for their halftime warm-up. Alton Comets has yet to retake the floor. I want to say thanks again to your Alton Comet boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. They include the Kenny Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman in Thayer and West Plains, Allen Supported Living of Thayer, Big D's Barbecue and Catering, Dustin Walters, Clary Funeral Homes of Alton and Thayer, Mr. Dent Collision Repair of West Plains, and Legacy Auto Body and Towing Incorporated in Thayer. Alton Comets making the way out of the locker room. We are just minutes away from the start of this second half. Folks, we got all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner going on here at the Kabul High School gym. Again, Alton trails Eminence by one, 30-29, headed to the third quarter. Take a break. We'll be back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Join the Alton Bank in welcoming their newest loan officer, Dylan Pitcock. He brings several years of banking experience and passion for helping people reach their financial goals. Dylan will be assisting customers with all types of loans, focusing on ag and consumer lending. Dylan was born and raised in West Plains and now lives in the Ozarks with his wife and their three kids. He looks forward to getting to know more folks in the community and helping them with everything from buying a vehicle to financing farming operations. Stop by the Alton Bank and say hello to their newest loan officer, Dylan Pitcock. Alton Bank, worth changing banks for. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, tutors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
One of your many proud Comets supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
Let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Well, here we go. Second half of our game. 30-29. Eminence with the lead. They will open the third quarter with the basketball. Inbound it in the backcourt to Spurgeon. Thomas still playing that man-to-man defense. Spurgeon brings the ball to the wing. Dumps it inside to Foster. Couldn't get a shot off. Kicked it back outside. Three-point ball from out top is no good. A rebound taken by Corbin Tharp. And the Alton Comets with a chance to regain the lead here with a bucket. Holzapfel brings the ball in the front court. Swings it right side to Ruddy. Ruddy gives out to Willard, face right, moves to the left elbow, shoots and scores. Caden Willard puts the Alton Comets back on top by one, 31-30, with his ninth point of the game. And again, Eminence playing for Alton, playing full court man-to-man pressure. Red Wings get up across the timeline, got the ball to Barnes. Barnes gets it to Foster. He'll swing it around to Ipop. Number two. McClure with it. Here's a loose ball on the court. We got a scramble after it, and Eminence Red Wings got possession, and their coach called a quick timeout. It'll be Eminence ball when we get back from this timeout. 1 minute gone by here in the third quarter. Alton with the lead, 31-30. We'll be back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
A friend is someone who knows where you came from. Someone who always shows up when you need them. Someone who's there for the good times and the challenging ones. With comprehensive insurance policies backed by award-winning customer service, Shelter Insurance is committed to being there when you need us most.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Your car is too valuable to trust to just anyone with finding the right parts. Alton Auto Parts is your locally owned parts dealer. Their staff combines for over 70 years of experience to keep your car running like new for years to come. Whether you need filters, batteries, brakes, lights, fluids, or maybe special tools for the do-it-yourselfer, you can find it all at Alton Auto Parts. Visit them on Highway 160 in Alton. Follow them on Facebook or give them a call at 417-778-7153. It's Alton Auto Parts on Highway 160 in Alton.
And the MLS Red Wings will inbound the ball as we resume play here in the third quarter. And Barnes having trouble finding somebody open. Finally got it in to Mason Foster in the backcourt. Foster will hand it off to Spurgeon out between the circles. He gives it up on the left side to Vincent. Vincent wides to the side of the key on the dribble drive. Gives it back to Foster, 25 feet away from the bucket for the big freshman. He puts it on the floor, takes it down to the corner just inside the three-point line. Kicks it back out on top now to Vincent. Vincent driving down the right side of the lane. High arching shot is no good, but he'll go to the line and shoot free throws. He was fouled in the act of shooting. Foul is against, I believe we're going to get Holzapfel for that one. Yeah, Jaron Holzapfel going to be called for the foul. And they put 42 up on the board, but that's not right. It is Holzapfel with the foul, number 15. And first free throw is up and good. Tied to score. Second one is no good. That was Vincent shooting the free throw. And the second one is rebounded by Eminence and back up and in by, didn't see who scored it. Here's Alton going the other way into the lane. Goes Holzapfel, shoots the layup, hits it, and is fouled on the play. Holzapfel will get his third bucket of the game. He'll go to the free throw line, try to finish a good old-fashioned three-point play. I'm trying to see who scored that last bucket for Alton. And figure it out in a bit. Free throw is no good for Holzapfel, and Willard got the rebound for Alton, trying to dump it inside for Sark. There's a scramble after the loose ball, and a held ball is called. And the arrow says it'll be Alton common ball. 6:26 to go in the third. 33-33 is our score. Now the officials wiping a little perspiration up off the floor. We can say thanks to some more of the Alton Comet sponsors helping to bring you the game tonight, like Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet, Buick GMC of West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic of West Plains, and Don's Auto Service and Tire Center in West Plains. Alton inbound it. Seacrest going to have to hurry for the five-second call. Got into Tharp in the bucket. Fakes. Now shoot. Couldn't score, but he'll go line and shoot two. And that foul may be on Foster. Have to wait and see who they signal it is. Mason Foster, the big freshman from Eminence, picks up his second. Corbin Tharp, and boy, Alton was awfully close to a five-second play there before Tharp finally got open. He'll step back and shoot the free throws here, shooting two of them. First one is no good. 33 all. We're tied here with 6:24 to go in the third quarter. Again, this has got all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner here to round out the first round of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Second free throw for the lead is good by Tharp. Tharp now with 7 points in the ball game, and the Alton Comet are back out by one, 34-33. Foster brings it the other way for Eminence against the defense, gets a backdoor cutter. That is the Barnes. Couldn't hit the layup. It was partially blocked by Tharp. And here comes Willard with it for all, going all the way to the bucket. His shot rejected, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul's going to be on number 10. That is Weston Mays, and that's going to be number 3 on Mays. And the third team foul already in the third quarter against Eminence. 6:07 to go. They call it on the floor before the shot. Thomas will inbound the ball. They're looking to go inside for Willard. The ball is stolen by the Red Wings. Here they come on the break. Ipop takes up the right side, feeds it out to Foster, top of the key. Foster to Spurgeon, now inside the Mays. Mays in the corner for Ipop. Moves toward the lane on the dribble drive, gives the ball up to Spurgeon. Spurgeon with a penetration down the middle of the lane, and the ball is going to be knocked from him and out of bounds. It'll be Eminence ball. They'll inbound with 5:46 to go in the third. Alton by one, 34-33. Scoring is slowed considerably. Eminence on the inbound. Got the ball in. Mays will shoot a three off the inbound. No good. Rebound is going to be out of bounds off the hands of the Eminence Red Wings. That was good hustle right there by number one, Morgan Ipop. Trying to get that loose ball. Alton will inbound against the full court pressure of the Eminence Red Wings. And now they kind of pull it off after the inbound. Seacrest brings the ball across the timeline on the right side. Now going in the lane. All the way, the bucket lays up the left hand. No. Tharp with the rebound. Back up and in. Corbin Tharp now with 9 points for the Comet. And the Comet lead is three. His Willard almost took it away from Spurgeon. Spurgeon now goes down to the baseline, elevates for the jumper. It's good. Jet Spurgeon now with 5 points in the game. Alton the other way. Willard to the top of the key. Going down the right side of the lane. Puts it up and in over the right side of the rim. Aiden Willard now with 4 points in the third quarter. He's got 11 to lead Alton. 38-35, Alton by three. We're down under 5 minutes to go in the third. Barnes with it for Eminent. Can't get away from the defense. Gives the ball up to Mays. Mays out to Spurgeon and around the horn to Ipock on the baseline to Foster. Foster working against Tharp, and Tharp's going to foul him. And he took it hard to the hole. He'll go to the line and shoot two free throws. And the foul on Tharp, number 24 for the Alton Comets, will be his second of the night. 4:44 to go in the third. Eminence at the line. Trying to get back within one with a pair of free throws. The first one's up and good for Foster. Foster now with 9 points for Eminence. Hits one more. He'll be the second Red Wing in double figures. Substitution here for Eminence. Number 15 is checked back in the game. Braden Vincent. Another shot for Foster is up and no good. Rebound to Holzapfel for the Alton Comets. Guerin brings up across the timeline on the dribble. We'll hand it back to Willard. Willard will shake and bake at the top, down the left side of the lane. Finger roll is up and good. Caden Willard kind of taking over on the offensive end. Here comes Eminence the other way. They break the press. Got the ball down low. Now back outside. Three-point shot is up. Rolls off the rim. No good. Willard had the rebound and gets tied up on the play. It'll be a foul. That will be on Vincent. Just checked in. Call for his foul. That'll be the second on Vincent tonight for Eminence. Red Wings with a 2-2-1 zone press this time. Alton inbounds the ball, and they'll let Seacrest bring it up into the front court unmolested. Just over 4 minutes to go in the third. Alton up by four. They lob one down inside to Willard. Willard gathers it in, goes up with a shot, and it's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. That foul's going to be... Fouls on number three. That is Spurgeon. That'll be his second of tonight. That's team foul number five against Eminence. So for the final 4 minutes of the third quarter, Alton shooting a double bonus after every foul. Here's Willard with his first one. It's up and good. 14 now on the night for Caden. He leads all scorers. Alton has 3 points for Tharp in this quarter, two from Holzapfel, and 2, 4, 6, 8 for Willard. Another one up looking for his ninth point of the period. It's up and good. 15 on the line. Actually, he scored 6. 2, 4, 6. No, he scored 8. 15 in the game. Eminence breaks the full court press. Got the ball up to Ipock in the corner. And Ipock's going to get fouled as he stepped through a double team. They call it on number 11, Kendrick Seacrest. Seacrest and Willard had him tied up in the corner, and he stepped through the double team, and they call Seacrest for a push. Eminence inbound on the play, got it to Foster, out to Barnes. Barnes got it down in the corner now for Spurgeon. Spurgeon driving toward the hole, shoots it, no good. Rebound Willard, gives it out to Ruddy. Ruddy on the break, got down to the baseline, steps up to the defense, count it, and a one. Nice play by Jacob Ruddy, his first 2 points of the second half. He'll go to the line and shoot for the three-point play. Fouls on number one, Morgan Ipop. Will be his first of the game. Ruddy, now with 9 points, trying to become the second Comet in double figures if he can hit this free throw. On the way, and it's good. The junior adds to his team's lead. Comet's lead is now by 9. 45-36 with 3.5 minutes to go in the third period. Alton getting a little bit of distance between them and Eminence. It had been really tight up until this last minute or so. Eminence with the ball, got it inside. Nice pass. Spurgeon gets the layup. has a nice wraparound pass down there by IPOC. The Spurgeon for the wide open layup. Here's Willard going the other way for Alton, going down the right side of the lane, little European step, and he gets fouled on the drive. That'll be on number 24, Sullivan. Second foul on Sullivan, and Willard to go to the line and shoot two. Caden already with 15 points in the game. Looking for two more. We're down to 3 minutes to go in the third. This one is up and good for Caden Willard. Now 3 for 3 from the free throw line. 3 of his 16 tonight from the charity stripe. Looking to make it 4. Oh, he misses that one off the back iron. Sorry, Caden. Shouldn't have said that. Here comes Eminence with the ball. They get up across the timeline. Got it to Spurgeon. Spurgeon touch under the defense. Shoots. No good. Rebound. Shot blocked. We got a whistle and a foul. Foster got the rebound, and he had his shot blocked by Corbin Tharp, but a foul is going to be called on Tharp. That'll be number 3 on Corbin Tharp. Big junior for Alton, and a little bit of foul trouble now. We've still got 3 minutes to go in the third period. First free throw up for Foster is no good. And here comes Coffin checking in the game for Alton. Number 13, he'll go in for Corbin Tharp, who will sit with those 3 fouls to go along with his 9 points in the game. Now the free throw is up for Eminence, and it is. This one's good for Foster. Foster now with 10 points in the game. Second, Red Wing in double figures. This is a nice move down the lane by Willard on the other end for Alton. Took it from the top all the way to the glass. Banked it in. 18 now for Caden Willard. Alton back up by 9. Eminence with the ball. On the baseline goes IPOC. That little wraparound pass. He got it to Spurgeon again. Spurgeon couldn't hit the shot. And the rebound taken by Coffin. Coffin leading the break. Bounces it down to Ruddy. Waits for the defense to clear it. Banks it in off the window. Ruddy with a bucket. Alton is up now by 11, 50-39. And Eminence wants a timeout. 2:30 to go in the third. Alton pulling away from the Red Wing. We'll be back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared on their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
We're back and 2:31 to go in the third quarter. The Alton Comets pulling away from the Eminence Red Wings. Alton has outscored Eminence 21-9 in this third period. We've still got 2.5 minutes to go. 50-39 is our score. Alton trailed 30-29 at the end of the first half. Eminence with it, bringing in the front court with IPOC. Collins in a double team. He gets rid of the ball to Spurgeon. Spurgeon down the left wing. Got a dribble drive. Lost the handle. And we get a hell ball. The possession belongs to the Alton Comets. By the way, Mason Simmons has checked in to the game for the Alton Comets. Going down the final 2.5 minutes of the third period with Coffin, Simmons, Ruddy, actually it's Eminence ball, Holzapple, and Willard. Eminence got it on the right side. Now to the left side. Down the corner, 3-point shot is up. No good. Long rebound comes out to Foster. Foster for the Red Wings steps toward the bucket and is going to get fouled. They're going to call a push. I believe it's on Coffin. Yeah, number 13, Coffin picks up his third foul. And that is the 15th foul. So, both teams shooting the double bonus for the final 2 minutes of this third period. Eminence needs these points. They haven't scored in a while. Free throw is up for Foster, and he hits it. Kid's a good-looking freshman player for Eminence. Mason Foster, big kid, looks to be about 6'3", 6'4". handles the ball well, shoots it well, and he hits both free throws here. And back to a 9-point game. Alton with the lead and the ball. Holds that long pass up the floor to Coffin. Coffin will give it back out front to Ruddy. Alton can afford to run with the clock here, but Ruddy goes to the right elbow on the dribble drive, looking for an outlet, got to Willard. Willard's step back three is up, and it is no good. And we got a foul on the rebound. I believe they're going to get Mason Simmons. He came in late and got a body into the eminent Red Wing player. And for Mason, that'll be foul number two on the line. Mason played some in the first half, picked up one. And it's always a good feeling when Mason Simmons gets into a ball game. And I got to tell you why. Mason Simmons, when he was young, about kindergarten, first grade, had leukemia. And he is one of the many St. Jude success stories. Broke the other end and shooting free throws. Number three gets first and misses the first one. Now 1-for-3 from the free throw line tonight for Matt or Jet Spurgeon. Another freshman for the Eminence Red Wings. Second one is good. Spurgeon with 8 points in the game. They apply a little bit of backcourt pressure, not much. Ruddy brings it across the timeline on the dribble drive. Who lost the handle, loose ball, picked up by Ruddy. And we get a quick timeout call by Coach Christian Roberts. Minute 39 to go in the third. Alton up by 8. There's a timeout on the court. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Don's Auto Service wishes you a safe journey as you travel to be with your family this holiday season. Before you take off, bring your vehicle in for routine maintenance and complete inspection to ensure safe travels. Don's expert technicians will change the oil and filter, check your battery, fluids and tire pressure, and condition. And you can see their extensive tire offerings at donsautoservice.com. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Well, a lot of the crowd has stuck around late for the ending of this one. I know there are a lot of Eminence fans that are here, a lot of Alton Comet fans over across the way and right under. A lot of other folks have just stayed because this looked like all indications was it was going to be a good game. Alton Comet's leading by 8, a minute 39 to go in the third. Comet's inbound the ball. Got it to Mason Simmons on the right side wing. Mason, so underhand pass, got over to Willard. Willard working against his man, gives it off to Ruddy. Ruddy spins in lane, kicks it in the corner. Long shot is up for Simmons. It's good. Mason Simmons hits one from downtown, his first three-pointer of the game. And Mason Simmons puts the Comets up by 11, 53-42. Eminent the other way. Got it to the top for Mays. Mays swings it in the right corner to Spurgeon. Down to get the baseline. Comets cut him off. He'll give it back out to Mays. He'll fire a three. That's off the rim. No. Rebound tipped up, no good. Willard yanks it down from. Now up to Hoseapple. Hoseapple on the baseline. Pulls up 12-foot jumper. Lefty could hit it. And rebound taken by Eminence. Barnes got it. Long pass by Barnes is going to go out of bounds. It's going to be off the hands of the Eminence Red Wings. Alton Comet ball with 11-point lead. 47 seconds to go in the third quarter. Ruddy inbounds to Mason Simmons. Gives it right back to Jacob Ruddy. Comet Jr., 2-year starter for Coach Christian Robbins. Brings it across the timeline on the dribble. Gives over to Mason Simmons. Mason takes it through the free throw circle, looking for somebody to come around, takes the handoff. He does the hose apple. And now to Willard. 29 seconds to go. Alton looks like they want to hold for the final shot of the period with an 11-point lead. Biggest lead of the game, by the way, by either team. Gives the 11 Alton hands right now. Willard still on the dribble drive out near midcourt. Gives the ball to Mason Simmons on the left side. Mason spins away to the defense. Now going down the middle of the lane. Bounces it down to Coffin. Coffin fake. Shoot. No, but he fouled his own line and shoot two with 8.7 seconds to go in the third quarter. Fouls on number 0. Mason Foster. That'll be number 3 on Foster for Eminence. And it'll be, Grant Coffin to the free throw line for Alton. First free throw is up and no good. Been a big third quarter for Alton. They have scored 24 points in this third period. A stretch to lead out to 11. Second one is up, and he got the roll. Coffin now on the scoreboard with his first point of the game. Eminence counting the other way. 6 seconds as they cross the timeline. Ball out front. Spurgeon, long three-point. Rattles in and out. No good. Willard had a hand on the rebound. It was knocked away from him. Out of bounds. That's the end of three quarters of the play. Our score, Alton 54. Eminence 42. We'll take a timeout. Be back with your fourth quarter in just a minute. on the Ecom Sport Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. Have you seen the all-new Buicks lately? Like the Encore GX, Envision, Enclave, or the all-new Buick Envista? Take a look. We are South Central Missouri's only Buick dealer, and we have a huge inventory to choose from. Come by and see us in West Plains for the best price on an all-new Buick.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hey, we're back at the Kabul High School Gym. We always have fun. They always play great music during the breaks and things here at Kabul. Right now they're playing Michael Jackson's Beat It. And I just got to tell you, I got that album for Christmas yesterday. And I am excited to get to go to the Man Cave and rock out some Michael Jackson. Got that, Gary Lee, got that for Christmas for my record collection. Along with the best of Bob Seger.
That's awesome. Stuff right there.
All right, Alton Comets with the basketball, up by 12, 54-42. Alton outscored Eminence 25-12 in that third quarter. Here's Willard going to the bucket, puts up a shot. No, but he's going to be fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Caden Willard with a nice move right down the middle of the lane. Off the dribble drive, fouled by number 3, Jet Spurgeon. That'll be his third of the game. First team foul here in the fourth quarter. And Willard trying to add to his 18-point performance, and he does with a free throw. Gives him 19, looking for number 30. He is now 4-for-5 from the free throw line. And we'll shoot another. This one is up. It is good. So Willard with 20 on the night. 56-42. Alton by 14. Eminence with the ball. Red Wings haven't scored much in the second half. Only 12 points in the whole third quarter. They got it now. They get the ball to Barnes. Barnes whistles a pass down in the right corner to Mays. Shoots a 3, and it's good. Weston Mays, his first made 3-pointer of the game. And it's Eminence right back in the game, down 11. Alton with the ball on the right side wing. Willard with it. He's it down. Seacrest for a 3 out of the corner. No good. Rebound, Ruddy. Ruddy going back up off the window. No. Holzapfel with a rebound. Can't follow it. And the ball is going to be knocked out of bounds by Corbin Thought. Comets hitting the offensive boards hard, but just couldn't get one to go down. And it'll be Eminence bring it the other way, down at 11. Told you early on, this one's got all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner. Here's Eminence will give and go, and a shot blocked by Thorne. He comes up with a loose ball, gets it down to Ruddy. Ruddy down into the paint, waits for the defense to clear, and scores the easy basket. 14 now for Ruddy. 2 Comets in double figures here, and Comets back up by 13. Eminence with it. Barnes down in the corner. Got into Foster. Foster going up with a shot. He gets fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot 2. That one's going to be on Corbin Tharp, and that's going to be number 4 on big Corbin Tharp. 6:45 to play in the game. Goes to the free throw line. First one is up and good for the big freshman. I'm really impressed with this freshman for Eminence. Good player. Got 13 in the game. His last 5 have come from the free throw line. He'll shoot another one. That one hits the front and bounces out. Rebound. Corbin Tharp for the Alton Comets. So Comets up by 12 with the ball. Got up on the wing, down the corner. 3-point ball is up and good. Caden Willard with another 3. Caden now with 23 points to lead all scorers tonight. And the Alton lead is now 15. 61-46. Eminence with the ball out on the perimeter. Ipock handles it. Now swings it around. Down in the corner. And to a cutter in the lane. That is Spurgeon. Spurgeon hesitates. Now shoots and scores. Nice play by Jet Spurgeon. Another freshman for the Eminence Red Wings. They are so young, but boy, there's some talent there. Look out for the Red Wings in the future. Alton going down the right side. Ruddy pulls up with a jumper from 12 feet, and he nailed it. Jacob Ruddy. now with 16 in the game for Alton. Continue to lead it by 15. We're down to 5:40 to go in the ball game. Eminent's trying to match them here bucket for bucket. Incon gets stopped. Ball goes down to Mays. Mays on the baseline brings it back out front to Foster. Long lob pass down the left corner. Back outside. Shot is up. No for Barnes. And rebound out long. Collis gives it to Seacrest, who will score the layup. Kendrick Seacrest got the snowbird, and the Eminence Red Wings won a timeout. 65-48, Alton with their biggest lead of the night. 5:27 to go in the game. We'll be back in 30. Let's go back in, back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Join the Alton Bank in welcoming their newest loan officer, Dylan Pitcock. He brings several years of banking experience and passion for helping people reach their financial goals. Dylan will be assisting customers with all types of loans, focusing on ag and consumer lending. Dylan was born and raised in West Plains and now lives in the Ozarks with his wife and their three kids. He looks forward to getting to know more folks in the community and helping them with everything from buying a vehicle to financing farming operations. Stop by the Alton Bank and say hello to their newest loan officer, Dylan Pitcock. Alton Bank, worth changing banks for. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Now back into Cabool High School as we're down to 5:27 to play in our game. 65-48, the Alton Collins stretching that lead over the Eminence Red Wings out to 17. Biggest lead of the game by either team. And this thing was a seesaw battle in the first half. Alton led by two at the end of the first quarter, trailed by one at the end of the half, and then a 25-point third quarter gave them a little room, and they've run that now out to a 17-point lead. Eminence with the ball. Foster down low. Has the ball poked away, picked up by the talent, Connor Clay, with it. Clay, oh, and he has his pass intercepted by Spurgeon, who will drive the other end. Shot is blocked by Ruddy. But they're going to call a foul. He went up and slapped the backboard. Are they going to call it basket interference? Yes, it is. They call the bucket. It is basket interference and the foul on Ruddy. Foul on Ruddy will be his second of night. And number three, Jet Spurgeon, credit for the bucket. Give him 12 in the game. He'll shoot for number 13 with 5:11 to go. Free throw is up and good. Spurgeon, another good-looking freshman for Coach Yardley and his Eminence Red Wings. Alton with it. Willard, oh, it's pretty. A little crossover dribble. Goes through the middle of the lane. Kicks it back out top to Ruddy. Alton can afford to run a little clock here with a 16-point lead, 65-51. That would be 14, wouldn't it? I'm sorry. Sometimes my math isn't real good. 65-51, Alton with the lead and the ball. It's to Seacrest, to Ruddy. Ruddy bounces in the lane, pulls up 12-footer, wouldn't go down. And the rebound saved from out of bounds, but picked up by Eminence. Here come the Red Wings, a 3-on-1, and it is Spurgeon going all the way to the hole. His shot is partially blocked, and a foul is going to be called on Jaron Holzapfel. Holzapfel called for the foul will be his third of the game. And that's team foul number three on the count here in the fourth quarter. It sends number three, Jet Spurgeon, to the line to shoot two. First one is up and good. Spurgeon now with 14 to take over the game-high lead for the Eminence Red Wings. 12 of those here in the second half. They'll shoot another. It's up. Looks long from here, and it is. It bounces off the back iron. Rebound controlled by the Alton Comets, and we're going to get a foul on the play. They on number 15. That is Braden Vincent for Eminence. Alton will inbound the ball here. A little bit of backcourt pressure by the Red Wings. And now they back it off as Willard brings the ball into the front court to the top of the key. Crossover dribble. Oh, the ball poked away, but a foul going to be called. Oh, they're going to get Spurgeon for that one. That's going to be his fourth. Spurgeon poked it away from Willard on the crossover dribble. Must have got him on the arm. Alton up by 13. Will inbound the ball here. They go to Ruddy. Ruddy pulls up baseline. Jumper. No. Rebound. Controlled by Clay. He couldn't follow it in, but he's fouled and will go line and shoot two. Foul on the Eminence Red Wings will be on number 15. That is Vincent. That'll be his fourth of the night. And Clay to the free throw line. Connor has not scored tonight. Comet Jr. puts the first free throw up, and it's no good. couple of substitutions for Eminence. Number 10, Weston Mays, who started the game, is back in. Also, number 1, Morgan Ipock in, senior from Eminence. Second free throw for Connor Clay is up, and that one's good. Clay got the bounce. They're going to call the basket good, and then a foul on Jaron Holzapfel after the play. So they do count the point. Gives Alton a 14-point lead, and the foul on Jaron Holzapfel is his fourth. They say third officially. I had him for fourth. Anyway, Eminence with the ball. Got it down to Barnes in the corner for three. No. Rebound gets on the floor. Picked up by Jacob Ruddy for all. Out to Holzapfel on the snowbird. He misses the layup. Eminence coming the other way with it. They kick it out in the corner. Foster for a three. Yes. And we're going to get a substitution. Corbin Tharp back in the game for the Alton Comets as Connor Clay will check out. Alton inbounds the ball. Willard's got it. And they call a violation on that three by Foster. It didn't count. Comets go to Rudd. Ruddy, he shoots and scores. Ruddy for a three off the left side. 19 on the line for Jacob. Eminence breaks the pressure. Got the ball to Spurgeon. Spurgeon pulls up, scores from 10 feet away. Spurgeon now with 16 to lead Eminence. And the Comet lead is 15 again, 69-54. All to Ruddy. Ruddy going in the lane, all the way to the basket. Lays up off the window. No, but a whistle and a foul. He'll go to the line and will shoot two. Foul's going to be on number three. That is Jet Spurgeon. And that'll be number five on Spurgeon. So Eminence leading scorer tonight is just fouled out of the game. Will foul out with 16 points and 3:28 to go in the ballgame. Coach Yardley's got 30 seconds to get him out of there, and looks like he's going to take every bit of it. Gives us time to say thanks to your Alton Comet boosters helping to bring you the game tonight, like Allen Supported Living in Thayer, Big D's Barbecue and Catering, LLC in Thayer, the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton and Thayer, Mr. Dent Collision Repair, out of West Plains, and Legacy Auto Body and Towing Incorporated in Thayer. Two free throws here for Jacob Ruddy. First one is no good. By the way, number 24, Logan Sullivan, back in for the Eminence Red Wings here for the final 3:28. 15-point Comet lead. Ruddy trying to make it 16 and does. 20 on the line for Ruddy. 23 for Willard. Those two are kind of carrying the Comet offensively. Eminence with the ball. Got to get some points in a hurry here. 3:15 to go. Down by 16 points. Sullivan's got it. Swings on the right side. Now down in the corner for Mays. Mays back outside. Gets it right back. That is number 11. That is Barnes. Barnes got it inside. Shot is up. No. But a foul is going to be called. They call this one on the rebound or the shot. Foul is on number 11. That'll be Seacrest, his second. They're going to call it on the shot. That'll send Foster to the free throw line. Mason Foster, 13 in the game. Looking for number 14. No good. Bounced it off the right side of the rim. Substitution for Alton Eminence. Number 22 checks into the ball game. That is Peyton Whalen, as Holzapfel will check out. Eminence getting number 15 back in there. Vincent. Second free throw is good for Foster, 14 in the game for him. And the Comets break the full-court pressure. Willard on the dribble drive goes all the way up to the lane. Now kicks it down on the baseline, and we got a whistle or a violation call. Number 22, Whalen got that one. He was going to the hole, and he gets fouled. Foul on number 11, Brendan Barnes will be his second. I'm sorry, number 24, Sullivan. Number 3 on Sullivan, and going to the line to shoot two. That's 5 team fouls. Number 22, Peyton Whalen, in his first action of the night, and he hits the free throw. Whalen, a junior for Coach Christian Robbins. And now Vincent out of the game. Number 1, Morgan Ipock, back in for the Eminence Red Wings. And Whalen looking for his second point, and it's good. Collis with 3, 6, 7, 8, 9 points off their bench tonight. 72 in the game. Alton with the 17-point lead. Eminence with the ball. Way out away from the bucket is iPod. Circles around. And we're going to get a whistle. And a foul is going to be called on Whalen, trying to stop him from making the turn. Whalen called for the foul. That'll be his first. And going to the free throw line, number one, Morgan Ipot for the Eminence Red Wings. Hit a three early in this game, and these two teams were raining threes in the first minute or two of this ballgame. Free throw was good for Ipot. He'll shoot another. Eminence looking to get the second free throw was good for Ipot. And Eminence will get number 15 back in the ballgame, Braden. Vincent, it'll be Alton Comet ball with a 72-57 lead, 2:41 to play in the game. Eminence full court pressure here, and the Comets throw it up the court to Willard. Willard, one man to beat, goes to the lane, shoot, and scores. Caden Willard now with 25 to lead all scorers on the line. Eminence with the ball again. They swing it down into the corner, and ball inside intended for Sullivan, and it goes off his hands out of bounds. Alton will inbound it. Leading now by 17, 74-57. Inbound to Seacrest in the backcourt, working against his defender. Leading him across the timeline with a dribble. Takes the ball to the top of the key. Now a crossover dribble down the left side lane. Little fadeaway jumper is off the rim. No. Rebound gets on the floor. Tharp has got it for Alton. Turns, and that's an offensive foul on Clover Tharp. Turned toward the bucket, got a shoulder into the defender, and he's called for the charge. And for Corbin, that'll be his fifth to the line. Corbin fouled out of the game with 2:11 to play, having scored 9 points tonight. Never get that one more point to get in double figures. Coffin checked in for him. Eminence with the ball. Got it down low for Mays. Mays puts it up over the front of the rim and in. Mays with two has got seven now in the game for Eminence. That's your 74-59 Comet lead, 15. Willard working out front. Crossover dribble in the lane. Feeds the ball down in the left corner for Wayland. Wayland trying to drive the baseline. Gives it to Seacrest. Seacrest going to fire a three out of the corner. That's no good. Rebound tipped out and taken there by Wayland. Wayland goes to Coffin. Coffin back outside the ruddy. And coach said, why are we firing threes out of the corner? Let's work some clock. As Ruddy goes right down the middle of the lane for the layup. Jacob Ruddy now with 22 in the game. Two Comets over 20 on the night. There's Eminence down the other end. The three-point shot out of the corner. No good. Rebound to Seacrest. Kendrick will bring the ball up the court with 1 minute to play. Looks like the Alton Comets are going to advance to play the Mansfield Lions tomorrow evening here at the Kabul Holiday Tournament. In the round of eight games, that is. They'll be in the quarterfinals. And now Ruddy just holds the ball out there midcourt. We're down to 50 seconds to go. Takes it to the top of the key as Eminence came out to guard. And he'll give it up to Seacrest. Seacrest to Willard. All just trying to run out the clock here, leading 76-59. Now Willard going in the middle, bounces it down the cloth. And he didn't see it coming. It goes off his leg and out of bounds. So the Comets turn it over with 33 seconds to go, and here's wholesale change for everybody. Comets will get Eli Simmons, Mason Simmons, Grant Coffin, Connor Clay, and Whalen will stay out there. Eminence also making changes. Not as many, but they made some changes. Got the ball down the corner, back out front, around the horn it goes. It's time to Mays. Hazel will back it out. Wayland on him. Doesn't let him get a shot from the top. Eminence gets at number 14, J.R. Robinson. He drives, shoots, can't score. And Connor Clay with a rebound. He'll give it to Mason Simmons, and the Comets will run out the clock. 7 seconds as Mason crosses the timeline. He can just pull it up and hold it out there, passes it, and they'll give it up to the official. And there's your final, 76. To 59, the Alton Comets put together a big second half and win this one going away over the Eminence Red Wings to advance to the quarterfinals of the Kabul Holiday Tournament, where they'll play the Mansfield Lions tomorrow night at 7:30. Let's take a timeout. We'll be back to wrap things up from the Kabul Holiday Tournament in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for road trips. We're for covering as much ground as possible on 2, 4, or 18 wheels. or for drop tops, T-tops, classics, cruisers, pickup trucks, and dump trucks. Or for displaying Missouri plates like medals and pride. Have you ever hit a deer? Yep, we're for you too. We're for getting stuck behind a tractor on a two-lane highway. And if you're a Missouri driver, we have an auto policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
Now back after the ball game here at the Kabul Holiday Tournament, the Alton Comets put together 47 points in the second half, pull away late, and have defeated the eminent Red Wings 76-59 is your final. It was a hot night for Caden Willard. Willard led all scorers in the game. He had 25 for Alton. Jacob Ruddy also a good night. He had 20, and the Alton Comets win this one going away. Also scoring for the Comets, Jared Holzapfel had 6. 5 for Kendrick Seacrest, 9 for Corbin Tharp before he fouled out. And then the bench got in some scoring. Grant Calton with 1. Peyton Whalen with 2 from the free throw line. Mason Simmons hit a 3. Connor Clay with 1. And Eli Simmons with 2. For the eminent Red Wings, they were led tonight by Jet Spurgeon. He scored 16 before he fouled out. 14 for Mason Foster. 5 points for Morgan Ipock. 7 for Weston Mays. And 11 for Brendan Barnes. He was red hot opening the game. He had 3 straight threes. After Alton had gone on an 8-0 run to open the game, Barnes hit 3 straight threes to give Eminence a lead, 9-8. I mean, it was quite a performance. Braden Vincent with 3 points off the bench for the Eminence Red Wing. Again, Alton wins it, 76-59. And here's what will happen tomorrow night. The Comets will play Mansfield in the 7:30 game tomorrow night. Now, there's basketball all day tomorrow here at the Kabul Holiday Tournament. So let's kind of run down how things look right now. Starting at 9 o'clock in the morning, Plato will play the Mammoth Spring Bears. Then at 10:30, it'll be Houston to battle Summersville. At noon, Dora takes on Winona. And then Kabul will play Eminence at 1:30. All of those in the consolation bracket, or actually in the loser bracket. And then we get to the quarterfinals. At 3 o'clock, top-seeded Bunker will take on Licking. That will be a dandy. Then at 4:30, the Norwood Pirates will play the Salem Tigers. The Liberty Eagles, the number 2 seed, will take on Gainesville at 6 o'clock. And then the Mansfield Lions and the Alton Comets in the 7:30 game. And again, the Comets win it tonight, 76-59. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Alton Comet basketball this evening has been brought to you by our good friends over at Alton.